Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. When in late December 1959, Angie Hawkins responded to the call of the wilderness, she was reported missing from her grandson's home in Gold Beach, Oregon. The 92-year-old woman had repeatedly made attempts to hitchhike or walk 13 miles upriver to the remains of her home near Quosatana Creek. Hawkins had loved her life there, where she ordered food by mailboat and was content to live out her years in quiet isolation until 1957, when a fire ravaged the property and destroyed all her belongings. Hawkins was raised in remoteness. Her parents were a frontiersman and his full-blooded Carrick wife, who had settled near Illahee in the Rogue River area when Angie was 2 years old. Hawkins survived many hardships, outliving two husbands and six of her eight children, but remained cheerful, avoided saying anything unkind, and read her Bible daily. The search party found Hawkins on the South Bank Trail, huddled behind a windfall with only a quart of milk and a jar of peanut butter. She suffered from exposure, complicated by a broken arm, and died several days later. Today's episode of As It was written by Laurel Gerkman, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.